This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's going to be a smoking hot Saturday. Get out in your backyard, fire up that grill, fire up that smoker. It's Mexican Fiesta Day, live from the Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob, and it is Mexican Fiesta. We've got some awesome tips and tricks for you today. And, you know, it's just a great day to celebrate our neighbors south of the border. They've been taking a lot of heat in the last few years, no pun intended, but because of all of them trying to escape from Alcatraz. And, you know, I don't blame those people for wanting to get out of here. I just want them to take the legal route in.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But, you know, the whole country doesn't need to take a shot in the keister. There's a lot of good people down there and a lot of great people with Mexican heritage in America. And today is their day for us. We're just going to lift up some of their recipes. And, you know, I got a call from Duran Martinez. He's from Michigan, Wild Michigan now he calls the show. It used to be AM Outdoors, but he was talking to me yesterday, and he wanted to come on today, but he says he can't cook Mexican very well.
Well,
so I said, you know what, we'll talk about fish sometime.
Yeah, not everybody can, and that's why we're here. We're going to talk a little bit about it today, but as I mentioned in the first segment, one of the things that makes a Mexican cooking unique is cooking with the mesquite wood or the mesquite charcoal. Let's talk a little bit about smoking with mesquite, Bob. I know you've done it before.
I love mesquite. A lot of the people that I work with are in the KCBS, the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and they're, I'm going to say, Kansas City snobs in terms of, it's kind of like if you're in that whole competition grilling thing, it's all got to be that KCBS way, and all this stuff is structured, and, you know, I'm sorry, but it's a big old country, and there's lots going on. There's a lot of cool foods. I love eating Memphis and North Carolina food, and I'm just not that stuck on any one style, and I love mesquite. It imparts a flavor, and, you know, they also don't like hickory. I love smoking with hickory,
mm-hmm.
And it's the flavor. There's a character that comes out of mesquite that just brings you right to Texas. I mean, I love that.
Well, let's go a little bit south of Texas to a little town called Tequila, Mexico. Mm. I think there's a little beverage that they make down there that is unlike any other in the world. And I'm curious about tequila. It isn't just a thing where you throw the salt on your hand and do a shot of it.
No, it also makes your clothes fall off.
As the song says, that's right. But gonna dive into tequila here a little bit and try not to get too pickled. But tequila is made with a plant called blue agave. And anything that's labeled tequila has to be 51% of this blue agave. Many tequilas are made with 100% of it. But if it's anything less than 51%, it's called mezcal, M-E-Z-C-A-L.
So
that's
all
the first
tequila
tip.
Is made with blue agave?
All tequila. It has to be 51% blue agave or it can't be called tequila legally. So that's interesting. I never knew that before. Dates
yeah,
back.
Yeah, like Jose Cuervo doesn't taste nearly as good as most of the tequilas that I've had that are called like agave.
And I'm going to tell you why here in a second, that one tastes a lot different than the other. And it has all to do with aging and how it's aged. It's a science a lot like wine because they're aging this stuff in oak barrels and they can char the barrel or they don't. Or they use a bourbon barrel maybe where it's already brewed bourbon in that and they'll use that. It's pretty interesting how it is. Most tequilas are between 76 and 80 proof. Some of them are up to 110 proof. And if you know the proof, that means the percentage is half of that in alcohol. So if you got 100 proof, it's 50% alcohol.
So what is it then that changes a person's character so much when they're drinking tequila versus any other liquor?
You know, I didn't do the research on the psychology of it, but
because it affects you differently than, like, let's say, you know, a rum and coke.
Absolutely.
There's something there. There's like almost a gin effect.
Right. And with the 100%...
I've been told, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I've observed you.
with 100, talking about other people.
Right. With the 100% agave tequila, there's really five different categories, and it has everything to do with how old it is. And what I mean with how old is when it comes out of the fermentation process, the very first tequila that comes out is called Blanco, which means white, and it is unaged and bottled and stored immediately after distillation. So there's absolutely no aging on this whatsoever.
Yeah. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Tequila Guy, no, the Grilling Guys on WBBL 107.3 every Saturday, 9 to 11. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, the second kind of tequila, but this is important because when you walk up to the shelf, all of these things are there, and a little bit of lettering on the label will tell you what kind of tequila it is. The next one is called Joven, J-O-V-E-N, and it's been aged less than a month. Reposado is aged a minimum of 2 months, but less than a year. Añejo is aged a minimum of a year, but less than 3 years. And then you've got your extra Añejo.
How about Don Julio?
I didn't research individual brands, but I'm going to tell you that each of these brands has its own Joven, Reposado, and Añejo division that they sell. So it's they'll age their own tequila and put their label on it, but that's like I said. Cabo Wabo, for example. Everybody knows Sammy Hagar and his Cabo Wabo tequila.
Yeah, I've heard him recently.
That's right. He does a Blanco, a Reposado, and an Añejo that he sells. And I've seen them in the store, and the Añejo is about double the price of the Blanco because it has to be aged, mm-hmm. and they don't produce as much of it.
Like the difference between a lager and an ale.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So I thought that was pretty interesting because...
It is. And I like that Patron in the blue bottle, the Patron Silver, I think they call it.
That's right. And a silver, interestingly enough, would be the Reposado because the golds are Añejo. Now, and the silvers are Reposados, the whites are the Blanco or the Jovens.
So if you want to make a perfect margarita, you get that Patron Silver,
mm-hmm.
and that's a blue agave. And then you get some Cointreau,
mm-hmm.
and you do like two parts Patron, one part Cointreau, a little Rose's Lime, and two parts of Daily Sweet and Sour.
Ooh, sounds good.
And I'm telling you, that is like the formula right there for a wonderful, what I'd call a top shelf margarita.
Yeah, and what Bob said with regard to the tequila there, he's going with the Reposado because it's a better mixing tequila. It's almost like you don't want to throw the good stuff in with a bunch of mix, so buy a little bit lesser aged tequila, yep. the Reposado.
It's still $45 a bottle.
Well, yeah, certain brands are. It's like anything else. There's good ones and there's the less expensive ones. But if you're going to be doing the shots, you know, where you pour the salt on your hand and do the shooter and bite the lime, do the Añejo because it's smoother. It's aged 3 years. It's just going to be, you're not going to get that wince when you shoot it down because it's going to be a lot smoother.
Well, unless it's a vampire shot.
Well,
and those are
what are those?
Different. Yeah, we'll talk about that on the next show.
That's right. So anyway, it wouldn't be a Mexican fiesta without tequila, and that's your lesson for today, Bob.
Okay, thank you. Well, I know where to go. I'm heading right over to Siciliano's when we're done here.
They got a nice variety of it, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
I really love that store.
Yeah.
what I really like to talk about briefly is something that I'm throwing it in here because it works well for Mexican, but this works for a bunch of dishes. And it's a chutney that I make, and it's just handy to have around. And it's all the ingredients are fine, easy to find, but it's an apricot mango chutney.
Bob, what's chutney mean?
Well, it basically means chopped up fruits and vegetables simmered and into a saucy slaw kind of thing.
That's right. It's not real wet and watery.
It's
thicker.
It's got a beautiful texture to it, and what I really like to use this for is on top of fish, but this works well for any kind of wild game, any kind of fish, any kind of meat that's a little strong. It works well if you're doing like a flat iron steak and you want to really dress it up. The cool thing about this chutney is it's got apricots and mango in it. So when you get done cooking it, it looks like an orange kind of chunky applesauce.
Uh-huh.
And if you put it on your food while you're grilling it, it picks up a little of smoke and it starts to firm up a little more. And in terms of presentation, it's really cool. You come out with a sizzling hot plate of something with this on top of it, and the people can't wait to tear into your dish. So
yeah.
that's one of those things as a grilling guy that as you hone your skills, you become more and more involved with what people really think of your food. First, you're trying to impress yourself, and then you're trying to impress your family. And then you want to make sure you're cooking so that everybody on your deck or in your kitchen is enjoying what you
grill envy, baby. That's what we're all about.
Yep.
And you know, presentation is over half of this stuff, and this chutney is really good. Our friends south of the border do a lot of fish, and one of the more prevalent fishes is red snapper. But what's in that recipe? Tell us a little bit about it.
So what you get is five apricots, about three mangoes, and if you've never peeled a mango, there's a little bit of a trick there. Don't rub your eyes while you're taking that skin off. Just a little word of caution there. There's a toxicity to that skin. You need a couple cups of white vinegar and a cup of brown sugar, a cup of raisins.
Ooh.
Some cardamom, ginger, and salt, and red pepper, and then a half cup of sweet onion.
We'll have that recipe on the grillingguys.com, right?
We're going to post it here this afternoon, but it is a magnifico. You just take all of that and you put it in a saucepan, and you just simmer it for maybe 30 minutes, maybe 40 on a real low heat. You don't want to score it because it will that brown sugar will score and scorch, and you don't that'll impart a different flavor. But if you take your time heating it up and getting a little bit of a simmer on.
You could make that a couple days ahead and keep it in the fridge, can't you?
It's exactly what you do.
Yeah.
You make it up and you just store it in a jar. I use canning jars, and I'll just keep a small canning jar of it in the fridge. And then you scoop it out when you need it and throw it on as you're grilling. And, man, what that does to a piece of steelhead or salmon. I like it on salmon especially. And if I'm going to do it with fish, I will not simmer it 45 minutes. I'm going to do it like 15 minutes so it's a little more raw and a little tougher, so the fruit's a little fresher and it's a little juicier because salmon can dry out on a plank.
Let it finish cooking on the salmon.
If
sure.
you do a cedar plank on your salmon and you throw a little chutney, you can actually make up your own chutney. You can use all kinds of things. I've seen apples. I've seen just a myriad of things, but usually there's pineapple or mango in there somewhere. And it's phenomenal on fish.
Yeah, I've had it. It is. It's really good. That's a great twist on that one. You're going to want to look that one up at thegrillingguys.com. Hit us on Facebook, too, and let us know if you've got any great recipes. If you'd like to, give us a jingle today, 1-800-785-1073. That's the Grilling Guys line here at the Spartan Studios. And give us a call. Let us know what your favorite Mexican dish is, grilled or otherwise, because we're always looking for a great way to celebrate a little Mexican fiesta, and that's what it's all about today.
The Spartan Studios are going mobile next Saturday. We're going to be at the Grand Valley Armory, and we're going to be down there hanging out with about 200
National Guardsmen, America's finest.
Yeah. Yeah, Army Guardsmen right out of the Kent County area, and it's at 1244 Street in Wyoming. Everybody knows where that big armory is, but we've got a couple hundred guys down there that are going to be doing their weekend drill and probably helping us get rid of some brats. We've got Van Balls. We've got, of course, our friend Tim Sobey and the boys at Dave Haraburta at Delsky's.
All going to help us out with meat for the guys,
right?
We've
got a bunch of butchers stepping up to give us brats.
That's fantastic.
We've got to have about 300 brats by next Saturday, so we're getting close. But anyway, we're going to be down there with the troops hanging out. Denny Gillum's going to come down there, and it's going to be a good military Saturday. And, man, I can't wait. I'm gigged.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to feed the guys. We're going to get the big grills, the good ones, smoking,
yeah.
And do a little throwdown for them. It's lunchtime. We'll see what we grill the guys can do. But
and we've got a surprise for Randy. He doesn't know it, but he's going to be doing a little boot camp next Saturday.
Am I? I got to practice. I got to loosen up a little bit.
You're going to be doing that 400 push-up morning, so it's no biggie. You'll get used to it.
Yeah, well, maybe I could do that in about 40 mornings, but it ain't going to happen in one. I'm going to guarantee you that. But, hey, tequila, margaritas, baby. There's a couple things here that I like to do. Frozen margaritas in this 90-degree, almost 100-degree
good day for 'em.
Hot weather. Yeah, 6 ounces of limeade. That's all it is, just a can of that limeade. You got 8 ounces of tequila, 2 ounces of Cointreau. That's kind of an orange-flavored liquor. 3 ounces of triple sec and 5 handful of ice. Throw it all in a blender. Bam, baby, frozen margaritas. They are awesome. Simple to make. Take you 3 minutes to put this thing together. The other thing that Bob doesn't know we're going to do, but with this Blanco tequila, it's reasonably cheap to go out and buy that, and it's not the kind that you want to do shooters with. But what we're going to do is we're going to buy us a half gallon of that.
Today?
And you put 2 boxes of raisins and 2 cinnamon sticks in it, cap it up, let it set till Christmas. About 4 months, we're going to put this thing on fermentation, and you wait till you taste this. I've done this before. It's fantastic. We'll feature it on our Christmas show.
What's coming up next?
Coming up next is we have some great ways to make your senorita smile, baby.
Hey, and stick around because in the next hour, America's sweetheart, Elizabeth Carmel, is calling in.
That's right.
It's going to be big.
And we're going to introduce you and your sweetheart and her pals to carne asada and some kicking Tex-Mex rub.
So aye, aye, aye.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.